This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, raising duplication issues, lawmakers take aim at changing how agencies buy software. Firms that get CHIPS Act money might need to avoid expanding their operations to places like China and Russia. And senators are trying again to create a reserve force of civilian cyber workers. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. A bipartisan group of lawmakers takes aim at changing how agencies buy software. Federal News Network's Jason Miller tells us how.
Senators Gary Peters and Bill Cassidy are trying again to get agencies to deal with the longstanding challenge of buying duplicative software. For second Congress in a row, Peters, the chairman of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, and Cassidy reintroduced the Strengthening Agency Management and Oversight of Software Assets Act. The legislation would require agencies to send an independent, comprehensive assessment of their software purchasing practices to Congress, OMB, and GSA. The findings from these reviews would help agency CIOs better manage how their agencies buy IT products. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The Environmental Protection Agency is asking Congress for an expanded budget of $12 billion for fiscal 2024. Federal News Network's Drew Friedman has more.
If approved, that would be a 19% increase over EPA's enacted budget for 2023. Democrats on the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee say a budget boost for EPA would help with recent concerns about agency understaffing. Committee Chairman Senator Tom Carper explains.
EPA's current number of staff, that's about 15,000 as well, below the range of 16,000 to 18,000 that the agency had from 1990 through 2012.
Unions representing EPA employees say the large budget request is especially welcome given the increased workload under the Inflation Reduction Act and the bipartisan infrastructure law. But Republicans on the Senate committee raised concerns about the proposed increase, saying EPA is not effectively using the resources it already has. Drew Friedman, Federal News Network.
At an Armed Services Committee meeting Wednesday, service leaders listed ways to improve recruiting. The Navy plans to start a future sailor prep course to help potential recruits improve academic and physical fitness scores. It follows the Army's Future Soldier program that started last year with promising results. When considering both academic and physical standards, only 23% of American 17 to 24-year-olds are currently eligible to serve. The Commerce Department wants to put guardrails around billions of dollars in federal investments under the CHIPS Act. Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday reports.
The Biden administration is moving to restrict microelectronic firms that receive CHIPS Act funding from expanding operations in countries of concern, like Russia and China. Proposed Commerce Department rules would also put tight restrictions around certain legacy chips that are important to military systems and other national security needs. Commerce says it would claw back CHIPS Act funding if recipients are found to violate the rules. The agency is now seeking public comment on the proposed rules over the next 60 days. Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
The General Services Administration is targeting underutilized property, but agencies aren't giving up office space just yet. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
The Biden administration sees a major opportunity to sell office space the federal government no longer needs now that much of the federal workforce has adapted to working from home. So do members of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. Its Subcommittee on Economic Development, Public Buildings, and Emergency Management says federal occupancy rates are about half of what they were before the COVID-19 pandemic. Public Building Service Commissioner Nina Albert says agencies aren't likely to bring federal employees back to the office 5 days a week.
We need to get people into the office more than they're there now, but we also need to find some way to have some balance.
Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
You're listening to the Federal Newscast. Agencies are putting forward new cybersecurity recommendations aimed at avoiding the next Colonial Pipeline. The National Security Agency and other federal partners this week released recommended best practices for identity and access management. The guide is intended to ensure users only gain access to data when they have the appropriate credentials. The Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack happened because of a leaked password, an inactive VPN account, and a lack of multi-factor authentication. The NSA says good identity management would have avoided those vulnerabilities. The Defense Department will make improvements to land surrounding its bases for outdoor recreation and preservation of cultural heritage sites with a new partnership. DOD and the Interior Department started an initiative, along with the National Park Service, to provide $40 million in funding toward protecting natural areas and water resources, cultural heritage sites, and providing recreation opportunities for the public. The partnership will fund projects to enhance access to conserved land for local communities and military families while ensuring the resilience of military installations across the country. Looking to strengthen federal defenses against cyber attacks, Democratic Senator Jackie Rosen and Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn reintroduced the Civilian Cybersecurity Reserve Act. The bill would let the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security recruit civilian cyber workers as reserve staff who could then be activated during large-scale cyber attacks. Agencies are experiencing a shortage of qualified cyber personnel as competition with the private sector increases to fill those jobs. The Biden administration is looking to honor federal employees going above and beyond to meet its green government goals. The White House is launching the Presidential Federal Sustainability Awards. The program will recognize agencies and employees who are making progress toward the administration's goal of reaching net zero emissions across all federal operations by 2050. The Biden administration says agencies in 2022 bought five times as many light-duty electric vehicles than in the year prior. The White House is accepting nominations through May 19th. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Thursday, March 23rd, 2023, I'm Peter Masurlian.